Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, in the name of thy Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, our soon coming King. Abba, we ask that you forgive us for all our sins, Father. We ask, Father, that you hear our prayer. We thank you, Abba, for the breath of life. We thank you, Abba, for this Shabbat day. We thank you, Abba, for all the trials and tribulations that you have strengthened us to make it through thus far, Father. Thank you, Abba, for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you, Abba, for health, life, brothers, sisters, family, protecting us, leading us, and guiding us, Father, showing us where we go wrong, giving us encouragement when we are weak, just continuing to be our everything, Father. Father, we ask that you continue to keep your healing and your helping hand, Father, upon our Ema Deborah, upon Ema Cheryl, upon our brother Matatya, upon our sister Danielle, upon our sister Naomi, and upon our brother Yakael, upon our brother Yariel, who had that rough week, anyone else who is hurting physically, mentally, spiritually, however it is we need help, we ask that you strengthen us, that you lead us and you guide us, that you show us your way, and that we don't deviate from the path, Father. Father, we ask that you open up your word to us, open up our minds, and that you grow us in the way that you need to grow us, Father. That we submit to your will, and that we become better sons and daughters. In Yahushua HaMashiach's name, we ask all these things. Blessed are you, Yahushua, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who chooses the Torah, Moshe his servant, Yisrael his nation, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. Amen. Shabbat shalom, family. Shabbat shalom. This is your brother, Deuel. Hope everybody had a great week. And if you didn't, it's the Shabbat. For the next couple weeks in this session, Abba has led me to go through our census. And, you know, we're going to look at how our senses work, because this is how we gather information. Excuse me. Like the words say in the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 20, it says, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." So when we look at how we get information, or when we look at our senses, that's a physical thing. Our ears are physical, our nose, eyes, all that stuff is physical. But it's supposed to show us something spiritual. So the next couple of weeks, we're going to look at them. Just give me for 1 second. I remember, gotta take a sip of water. Okay. Better. So we're going to, first we're going to look at two passages, and then we're going to get into the ear and how it functions and how do we actually hear. Because, you know, we hear, that's all we do is hear. But we don't realize the complexities of our body. It's a lot of steps to hearing. It's a lot of steps to seeing and smelling. It's a lot, you know, that our body does to get this information to us. So I'm going to read two passages. First is in Romans chapter 10, starting at verse 13. And we're going to go 13-8, and it reads, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh shall be saved. Now then, excuse me, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Yeshaya," it says Isaiah, that is the God, that is the prophet Isaiah or Yeshaya. No, let me correct that. That is the prophet Yeshaya or Isaiah, because his name is Yeshaya. All right, Yeshaya, who we see it written within this word as Isaiah. It has been translated as Isaiah. So, for Yeshaya or Isaiah says, "Yahweh, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of El, word of Yah. But I say, had they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, all their words, unto the ends of the world." Right? The next verse, Hebrews chapter 4, starting at verse 1. And we're going to go one to three. Hebrews chapter 4, starting at verse 1, it says, Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into a rest, as he said, as I sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest. Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. All right? So, with that in mind, those three those verses, we have hearing with faith and belief. One of the purposes of all our senses is to get us to believe something. All right? Get us to, and you know, when we talk about belief, we're talking about the word of moon. When we talk about faith, we're talking about the word of moon. To support something, to understand this information that we get is worth supporting, is worth fostering. All right? See, but our hearing is real intricate, just like with all our other senses that we're going to get into. It's a lot of steps to it, all right? So let's get into this and talk about this. And just remember those verses as we're going through, all right? Now, I read a couple of went to a couple of websites, went to Johns Hopkins, and this particular one I'm reading from is called hearinglink.org. All the sites that I went to agree, basically, as far as how the ear works and how we hear. So they all basically gave like the same information, except for the one on John Hopkins actually talked about hearing loss also. So we're going to go into that a little bit too. All right. So this website, like I said, is called hearinglink.org, and under how the ear works. So it says, gives the question, how does the ear work? And I'm going to read. And just keep, as I'm reading, keep those passages in mind about faith, about belief, and about hearing. It says, the anatomy of our ear or auditory system is extremely complex, but can be broadly divided into two parts, one being called peripheral and the other central. The peripheral hearing system consists of three parts, which are the outer ear, the middle ear, and the inner ear. Now, when he's saying the peripheral, he's talking about your actual physical ear that's outside of your head. That's on the side of your head, right? That particular part, it can be broken down into three parts, right? And you're going to hear this number three constantly, right? It says the outer ear, the middle ear, and the inner ear. The outer ear consists of the pinna, also called the auricle, the ear canal, and the eardrum. This is what consists of your outer ear. The middle ear, listen to this, y'all. The middle ear is a small air-filled space containing three tiny bones, that is the number three again, called the malleus, incus, and stapes, but collectively called the ossalis. The malleus connects to the eardrum, linking it to the outer ear, and the stapes connects to the inner ear. So within the middle ear, what they call the middle ear, you have three bones. One bone connects to the outer ear. The other bone connects to the inner ear. And the one that connects to the inner ear, the stapes, it's the smallest bone in your body. So the smallest bone in your body is connected, is dealing with hearing, not movement of the hands or anything like that. No, it's connected to your hearing, right? So it says the inner ear, all right? Now, the inner ear has both hearing and balance organs. So this is something that a lot of people know. Why is it your ear is connected to balance? So you don't waver. So you be steady. That's connected to your hearing. Right? It says the inner ear has both hearing and balance organs. The hearing part of the inner ear is called the cochlea, which comes from the Greek word for snail because of its distinctive coil shape. And if you see a picture of it, it really does look like a snail. You know, they have a actual diagram of it, of how your ear, the different parts of your ear. It really does look like a snail. Because of distinctive coil shape, the cochlea, which contains many thousands of sensory cells called hair cells, is connected to the central hearing system by the hearing or auditory nerve. The cochlea is filled with special fluids, which are part of the process of hearing. So not only is there an air-filled space, your inner ear, but there's also liquid, some type of liquid in it, fluid, which helps us hear. It says, the central hearing system consists of the auditory nerve and an incredibly complex pathway through the brainstem and onward to the auditory cortex of the brain. Next question. How do we hear? Same question, but, you know, that way. It says, the physiology. I tell you, man, Albert gave me a list, and sometimes words like this just get me. Physiology of hearing, just like its anatomy, is very complex indeed, and is best understood by looking at the role played by each part of our hearing system described above. So they broke the system down, and now they're going to tell you what each part does, right? Sound waves, which really are vibrations in the air around us, are collected by the pinna on each side. So this is something that I always knew this. This is something that Abba helped me realize a long time ago. That's all sound is displacement of air. Whenever you move, whenever air moves, it makes a sound. If you move your arm, it's a very faint sound, but you can actually hear your arm move, whether you hit something or don't hit something. It's a faint sound, but you can actually hear yourself walk. Whatever you do, even when you yawn, the sound comes of rushing air comes within you, and you know you hear that. So whenever air moves, a sound is produced. Now think about that, because you have an air pocket within your ear, on the inside of your ear, right? So what's happening? How is it? Abba speaking to you? He's literally speaking to you. He's speaking directly in your ear. Why did he set it up like that? Right? Because a sound is produced whenever air is moving. Right? When your voice comes out, that spirit within you causes air to move. So what's happening with that air pocket that's on the inside of your ear? Right? Well, let's continue. Hope everybody following me. It says, the sound waves, which are really vibrations in the air around us, are collected by the pinna on each side of our head and are funneled into the ear canal. So our ears are actually working. Our ears are actually collecting these sound waves and funneling them. Our ears are at work. It's bringing the sound waves into our ear canal, right? Then it says, these sound waves make the eardrum vibrate. So as it goes into the ear canal, it hits the air, it hits the eardrum, right? It says, the eardrum is so sensitive to sound vibrations in the ear canal that it can detect even the faintest sound, as well as replicating even the most complex of the sound vibration patterns. So the sound comes in, it hits the eardrum, and what the eardrum does is replicate the sound that is hitting, that comes to it. So the vibrations hit the eardrum, and the eardrum just replicates that sound for you. It's repeating it, right? Repetition. It's echoing it, right? But this is coming by hearing. And remember, the faith, the belief. Our body naturally replicates the things that the sound, our eardrum naturally replicates the sound that it hears. So we're hearing it again. It's a natural echo, so to speak. You know, when you sit on the side of a hill and you yell down the valley, you get that natural echo. Well, that's literally what's happening with our ears every day. These were the first sets of earphones, because that's all an earphone does is replicate the sound that's coming through it. Right? So see, hearing comes by faith. How should they preach unless they be sent? It says, the eardrum is so sensitive to sound vibrations in the ear canal that it can detect even the faintest sound, as well as replicating even the most complex of the sound vibration patterns. The eardrum vibrations caused by the sound waves move to the chain of tiny bones, the isosceles, which was those three bones, the malleus, the incus, and the stapes, in the middle ear, transferring the sound vibrations into the cochlea of the inner ear, right? So sound hits the the eardrum runs through bones. Those three bones which connect the outer ear to the inner ear, right? It goes through three bones. And it says this. This happens because the last of the three bones in this chain, the stapes, in a membrane. So that last bone, the one that connects to the inner ear, sits in that fluid that we was talking about, right? It says sits in a membrane covered in a membrane covered window in a bony wall, which separates the middle ear from the cochlea and the inner ear. As the stapes vibrates, it makes the fluids in the cochlea move in a wave-like manner, stimulating the microscopically small hair cells. Now, why is it that you have these little small hair cells a part of your hearing? Because, you actually have hair. Some people have more than others. But it's actually hair on the outside of your ear, too, which acts as a filter. So you have a filter with the sound going in, but then you also have a filter on the inside for where the actual sound is actually going towards your spirit. It has to pass through water. It's similar to water. You know, you can look at it as water, you know, because that's the most abundant fluid that we know of. Right? But it has to pass through this membrane with hairs in it. What I've been trying to tell us. In this word, it tells us, look, man, don't listen to all that. Why did he say try these spirits? Prove me. Don't take my word for it. We're supposed to be filtering these things that we hear. Some things you can accept, some things you reject. But that's the whole point of it. Right? It says, remarkably, the hair cells in the cochlea are tuned to respond to different sounds based on their pitch or frequency of sounds. High-pitched sounds will stimulate hair cells in the lower part of the cochlea and low-pitched sounds in the upper part of the cochlea. So, it makes a distinction of what type of sounds is going through this membrane. That's another purpose of those hairs. So as the sounds are hitting, boom, it comes in too, and it goes, the high-pitched sounds go up here, the low-pitched sounds go down there. It says, what happens next is even more remarkable because when each hair cell detects the pitch or frequency of sound to which it's tuned to respond, it generates nerve impulses which travels instantaneously along the auditory nerve. So once it figures out what it is, it sends this information straight to the brain. It gathers this information and sends it straight to the brain, which is the point of all our senses, is to gather information, the brain smarter, is to get the information for the brain, because the brain is the thing that dissects the information, that shows us how to use the information. All right, so, okay. It says, these nerve impulses follow a complicated pathway in the brainstem before arriving to the hearing centers of the brain, the auditory cortex. This is where the streams of nerve impulses are converted into meaningful sound. And all of this happens within a tiny fraction of a second, almost instantaneously after sound waves first enter our ear canals. It is very true to say that ultimately we hear with our brain. Oh, it was in this one. All right. Now, this next part, it talks about, it says, what's happening when you have problems with your hearing? So, it says this. Hearing well depends on all parts of our auditory system working normally so that sound can pass through the different parts of our ear to the brain to be processed without any distortion. So each one got to do their job. Hold on for 1 second, y'all. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and this goes for all of all this. First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 14, and you actually can. Read the whole thing, because this, we're going to read the whole thing, because this is what the body is for, and this is the whole point of why Abba led me this way. Now, it's talking about spiritual gifts. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, starting at verse 1, it says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away into these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of Yah calleth Yahushua a curse, and that no man can say that Yahushua is the Master, but by the Holy Spirit. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Master. And there are diversities of operations, but is the same, but is the same mighty one which worketh all in all. In other words, we're going to go about things just a little bit differently. But we are all working for that brain. All the senses gather information for the brain. Right? So he says, verse 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. We all have that Spirit, but it comes out differently according to the man, right? He says, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Abba gave us these gifts to use according to how we are. And he gave us these gifts. Our brother Mario, great with money. Abba gave him that gift. Recognize that? The brother in charge of finances. Shrewd, own the business. Oh, he's good with money too. Let him help Mario. And Malcolm also. That's their gift, according to how Abba gave them. Not saying that that's their only gift, because if you talk to any of them, they're going to give you wisdom. But this is how Abba distributed his gifts among all. Right? So he says, but all these work of the one and the work of that one and that's the one and the selfsame Spirit divine to every man severally as he will. Verse 12, for as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Messiah. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Yahudi, that word for Jews, or the Goyim, the Gentiles, whether we be born or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit, that one cup was passed around for that Spirit. And we all sip the that cup. For one body is not one member, but many. Look at your own body. Now, we just looked at the ear and how we hear. Look at all the parts of that one ear that we make. And each part functions different from another part. Was different. But the goal was the same, in that we need to bring this information to the brain so it can make sense of it. It says, for the body is not one member, but many. Verse 15, if the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it not therefore not of the body? Ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an ear, if the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole body were hearing, where was smelling? But now have Yah set the members, every one of them, in the bodies as it hath pleased him. He did this. He made us like this. He said, here's my gift unto you. I know you know how to use it, because that gift is tailor-made for you. It's tailor-made. The Holy Spirit is like he took you to your favorite designer called Louis Vuitton or whoever, and they're making something custom-made for you. So they take your measurements, your shoulders is X amount, and your waist is this, that, and another, and okay, you want a looser fit? No problem. We can do that. We can make some adjustments. And it's tailor-made for you. Right? It says this. It says, but now have Yah set the members, every one of them in the body, as it has pleased them. And if they were all one member, where was the body? But now there are many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again, the head to the feet, I have no need of thee. So everybody has a purpose. Don't think of yourself as a smaller one or a bigger one. No. Don't get... You're serving your purpose within the body to cause this body to function correctly. It says, nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. Right? And that's what we're going to get. We're going to pause that right there. We'll come back to it. Let's go back to this. It says, because those parts seem a little bit more feeble, they're necessary. Right? So it says, what's happening when you have problems with your hearing? Hearing well depends on all parts of our auditory system working normally, so that the sound can pass through the different parts of the ear to the brain to be processed without any distortion. So those feeble parts, which might be, or the weaker, what seems weaker, are necessary, because if they don't do their part, now there's distortion within the hearing. Now the brain can't get this information clearly, right? It says, the type of hearing problem you have depends on which part of your auditory system is not responding well. If you have a problem in the outer or middle ear, it means that there is insufficient transfer of sound to the cochlea in the inner ear. Generally, this affects the volume of sound so that it simply doesn't seem loud enough. So if you're having problems, you got a problem with your outer ear, it's not funneling enough sound in there for you to hear it right, for it to get to that membrane where it detects the high-pitched sounds and the low-pitched sounds. So everything seems low. It's not bringing in enough sound. Something's not right. It says, a typical example would be the effect of a blockage of wax in the ear canal or a perforated eardrum. This is called a conductive hearing loss because sound vibrations are not being conducted efficiently. The cochlea is still working normally, but simply not receiving enough information via its connection to the middle ear. See how the body functions as one when the outer ear is blocked up. It's a blockage of earwax because everybody, your body forms everything that it forms. Stinks. So you get a blockage of earwax there, or your eardrum gets burst, right? It causes hearing loss. And it's not, and think about that. The blockage of earwax, that can be removed. You know, some warm water, you know, a lot of times rinses that straight out, right? But if you got a burst eardrum, you know, it's not, remember, the point of the eardrum is to replicate the sound. So it's not repeating the sound that it's getting correctly. Think about that, y'all. Whatever is coming, the sound is coming in, and it's not replicating, it's not repeating what it's hearing, and it's going to the spirit. Right? It's a misunderstanding going on. You're not hearing clearly. Right? So it says, that's conductive hearing loss. It says, if the problem is somewhere between the cochlea and the inner ear and the brain, this is called sensorineural hearing loss. So I see the word sensor, I see the word in, and, sensorineural hearing loss. It says, the pathway through the outer and middle ear is functioning normally, but the sound arrives at the cochlea and it isn't processed normally, either because of damage to the delicate hair fiber, hair cells in the cochlea or in the auditory nerve, or because of defects in the auditory pathway leading to the brain. So the one gave you the scenario of the blockage of the ear and you not getting enough sound in. But now you got the other one where you're getting enough sound in, everything on the outer is doing what it's supposed to do, but it's not getting interpreted properly. Right? Because that's the point of the cochlea, and that's the point of the fibers in the ear, you know, the hair. It's not getting filtered properly. It's not getting interpreted properly. And then it's going on to the brain. So you're getting improper stuff going to the brain. Think about that, y'all. What is he trying to tell us spiritually that can happen to us? Right? He says, all right, he says, there are very many causes of sensorineural hearing loss, but exposure to excessive noise or the effects of aging are the most common. The typical signs of sensorineural hearing loss are a general difficulty in hearing clearly, and problems understanding speech in difficult listening conditions, such as in background noise. Because remember how, you know, even if you had a concert or something with real loud music or something like that, if you're standing next to a person, you're talking to them, you can normally hear. That's how great your ear is, you know. But even at the concert, you might say, what? And got to get a little bit closer to them. But your body, your ear picks, is that sensitive, you know, that it can distinguish this sound others, right? It says, it is possible to have both conductive and sensorineural hearing loss, and this is generally called a mixed hearing loss, all right? Or you can, it says, you can have both of those things going on. Right, family? So, go back to Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We'll pick up on verse 23. It says, in those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but Elohim has tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacketh, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the body should have the same care one for another. So family, there is no big me, little you, big you, little me, not within Mashiach. We are all the same. And when I say that, I mean we are all the same in purpose, that we functioning for the work of this body. Now, there are levels because Abba gave an order, all right? So I'm not talking about the order of things. I'm talking about purpose. We all function for the purpose of this body to work normally. All right? So, family, that's the end of the lesson for the day. I pray that Abba lead you and guide you and show you everything that he wants to show you, that you get from it everything that you need to get from it, that he grows you individually. Because again, the whole point of hearing is for us, and the whole point of our senses is for us to believe, to build our faith up. So we know, and we don't have to get, there's no guessing. No guessing. So that we know, and nothing can break that. We know what we know. Right? And again, I pray that Abba continues to lead and guide us and grow us in the way that he is desirable for him. Right? So that we're going to, if you have any questions, shoot them on the line and, about anything, y'all. Again, you know, we not preach just on the Sabbath. If you got a question anytime, put it on the line, put it out there, you know, and we will answer it, you know. So, blessed are you, Yahushua, King of the universe, rock of all eternities, righteous in all generations, trustworthy mighty one, who says and does, who speaks and fulfills, all of whose words are true and righteous. Trustworthy are you, Yahushua, our mighty one, and trustworthy are your words. Not one of your words is turned back to its origin unfulfilled. For you are mighty one, trustworthy and compassionate king. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the mighty one, who is trustworthy in all his words. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, we come to you once again, Father, giving you praise, glory, and honor for this Shabbat day, Father, for another day of life. And we ask that you forgive us for our sins, that you hear our prayers. Father, once again, comfort our Ema, Deborah, comfort Ema Cheryl, comfort our brother Matatya, comfort Danielle, comfort our brother Yariel, comfort our brother Yakel, and anyone else who is hurting physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Father, continue to lead us and guide us, strengthen us, that we become unmovable, Father, unmovable in our faith, that we get that good report of our forefathers, the ones who stood by you, the ones who never turned their backs on you, the ones that you call righteous and you call friend. Father, we ask that we continue to grow and become these mighty men, these mighty women that you love so much, Father. The ones that put that smile on your face. Father, we ask that you continue to just be with us. Reveal your word to us. Give us our daily bread, Father. What we need, not too much, not too little, but exactly what we need, Father. Continue to grow us. Continue to nurture us. Continue to correct us, Father. Put your spirit upon our brother, I believe it's Dr. L. Teach him. Open up his mind. Open up his heart to your word. Lead him and guide him that he may reveal your word unto us. Continue to just be with us and continue to love us, protect us, and show us your way. In Yahushua's name, we give you praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Shabbat shalom, family. Enjoy the rest of your Shabbat.
Yahshua, tú eres el Mesías. Yahshua, tú eres el Mesías. No hay nadie como tú, no hay nadie como tú. Yahshua, tú eres el Mesías. Yahshua, tú eres el Mesías. Yahshua, tú eres el Mesías. No hay nadie como tú, no hay nadie como tú. Yahshua, tú eres el Mesías. Cuando el shofar suene, ahí sabemos que tú vienes. Muertos resucitarán, en la nube no verán. Cuando el shofar suene, cuando el shofar suene, ahí sabemos que tú vienes. Muertos resucitarán, en la nube no verán. Cuando el shofar suene. Na 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 na